normal person. So it's going to be a very, very interesting show. Meantime, Tarania is going to recite a poetry she made earlier today. And this is her way of, giving her respect to the 20 children and the two adults that were killed, and passing on her feelings, basically, of this terrible tragedy, and our hearts goes to the family.
The open space is so clear. Pick up a little angel and brush away the tears. My limbs like plumage as I reach for the skies to welcome the new blaze of spirit. Why should one feel they need to be familiar with an attachment so powerful? Like they say, for every loss, there is a gain. Call it the gift of sadness, granted to us by our considerate universe. This infinite endowment will not let us usually sustain without noticing it. Mind's eye now has it that, together, you once took your bows through the wild soul of it all. And now it's time to turn on your set of stars. For light and dark, wings apart. Bleeding hearts, may you now rise through the grace of breath more passionately, but choose to watch over the ramparts. Though certainty has it that through cosmic reality, the absolute treasure gives us the authority over our own acknowledgement to be either weakened or strengthened by these tribulations life offers. Even so, the greatest joy is that we possess all that is limitless. Sure not to lose for all you hold dear. For when you will want to take to the air, you won't fall. You are with your baby. Masquerade of castles in the air. The only way to see through the rain and brighten up easily. Each day I pray the slate be wiped clean, that one's lapse no longer causes any misery. It was through this verse that I expressed how I was touched. Everybody needs the color flame.
How wonderful. How wonderful. Well, as I said, our heart goes to all the families and the victims of this tragic, tragic drama. Meantime, every single media is talking about what really transpired, and every one of them is giving their own idea from what they perceive through their five human limited senses as their own reality. But my God, there is so much more going on. So Tarania picked up something from CNN. And what is it, Tarania? What's the title?
Well, I read this article on CNN titled Rejection, Bullying, which is Risk Factors Among Shooters. And it was basically, if you were wondering who else in the United States might fit a profile of becoming a mass killer, well, I mean, just look around. They're everywhere, and they're definitely, most likely, harmless.
Well, let me ingest this real fast here. Children are like a tree. And for a tree to grow strong and beautiful, it needs a lot of sunlight. It needs water, particularly good dirt. And, the reality is, if this tree is not offered all the elements I just mentioned, it will grow crooked, or it will die. So there is a spiritual food which is needed for the children. Okay, understand me that they need formal education, you know, algebra, science, history, mathematics, God knows what. They need to perform very well in the education so that they could and assure themselves a good career and respect later on in life. But the question I have for you, who's there to teach them who they are? Where is the parent? Where is the cosmic conscious teacher, schoolmaster, psychologist offering this type of information, this type of spiritual food to those children? Not doing this is like taking away the essence of the spirit who cannot regenerate anymore with formal physical education and even religion for that matter. But, you know, generation after generation, those kids, they don't respond to religion like older generation, especially the Death Wish generation, which all, of course, is explained in my 525-page book, The Power of the Dragon, that should be read and put in every school and universities out there. See, where are those teachers? And where are the parents teaching such a vital spiritual food to tell them, okay, you have to know everything about the physical world, about science, about algebra, about history, but you also have to know about your celestial identity. You have to know about the essence of who you are. So not knowing who they are at a very early age, those children are losing their identity. And losing the identity is actually the main reason for all the drama that took place. And but who's to say, out of those 20 innocent children that are now gone, God bless their soul, one or two or three will not have turned into a killer, reaching puberty or adulthood for that matter. Adulthood, sorry. So that tells you, if you think you are safe with your own child, you better think again. But it's something that all the educated scientists have to realize. But again, coming back to the same story, who's to blame the scientists, the teacher, the education, and the parents when the first teachers was not there to raise these people, cosmic consciousness, and offer the spiritual food which is missing in all our colleges and universities? What is missing is a very specific spiritual food. Do you understand what I'm saying, Taranya, there?
Exactly, I do. And now dating back to that very terrible day, you know, you have Adam Lanza. He was 20 years old. Of course, the shooter. The police say he then turned the gun on himself Friday after he attended the school. All of his friends and immediate family had, you know, described him as quiet and socially awkward. I mean, these are just a few of the details, but then again, there's still other important facts of information that had motivated his actions.
Well, again, the most important fact that motivated his action is that Ken Serge Dragon's tale is located in the fourth house or the home area, which is the nucleus of home. What does it mean? Well, if you have any basic astrology knowledge, you know that Cancer is emotional, it's sensitive. Actually, Cancer is over emotional, it's also very needy. So if all the psychiatrists, psychologists, neuroscientists out there could put aside their educated spiritual pride and realize that so far they have not given any plausible answers because they do not understand what the phenomenon is all about. I'm bringing this to you. Adam Lanza was born with the tail of the dragon in the side of Cancer, the most needy, the most emotional, the most inside, the feminine emotional side of Cancer is affecting his dragon's tail, and it's right in the fourth house, which is also ruled by Cancer, making the situation drastically sensitive. So, again, is this all pseudoscience that I'm talking about? Or do I start to give you an understanding of the emotional nature Adam Lanza does not know? This kid had no one to coach him. Pointing your finger to him is the wrong person to blame. Do not blame him. Now, Tanya, anything else that I should be aware of?
Yes. Often, you know, usually when you're talking about all of these important details that motivated his actions, I mean, killers, every day they experience chronic strain, they experience depression, frustration over, you know, over a long period of time, and it's usually kept bottled up inside, and, you know, other psychologists just out there, I'm sure, will agree with us. And like Levin, I believe was his name I was reading, even he said the same thing, but he has no cosmic consciousness. And in school, these kids are usually bullied or harassed. They're ignored. Even when they go home and tell their parents, they're still ignored. Or, you know, the parents don't do anything. Oh, I'm too busy. You know, they just don't take the time. And even Adam Lanza's mother, what's his name, Russ Hanneman, he described Lanza as a very withdrawn person, emotionally speaking. And his mother was even described to be a little bit, you know, not responsive.
Well, and that's where we come in again. Is the mother UCI, or unique celestial identity, incompatible in the first place? How many times did we hear about a mother killing a child, ignoring a child, leaving the child at 110 degrees in the back of a car? How many times did you hear of a mother not being a mother? Was the mother of Adam Lanza, UCI, or unique celestial identity, I repeat myself, incompatible with the one of his child? But again, if Adam, if the mother, if the teacher, the psychologist, and all the parents listening to me right now were cosmic conscious and taught about the values of their children, UCI, maybe they could relate to those kids. You know, in a newsletter that I wrote not long ago, I wrote some keywords representing the negative energy of a Cancer dragon's tail. Again, you can find this in my book, The Power of the Dragon. It should be mandatory all over the world, in fact. This is what I wrote. You are smothering to all. You're in trouble with your family. You are over-anxious, and that will give you ulcer later on in life, because, of course, Cancer and the medical aspect of my work rules the stomach. You are too needy. You're often depressed. You are afraid of a career and responsibility. You are over-emotional, and you want to stay home. That is the worst of the energy of a dragon's tail. Not only did Adam had to suffer this psychical downfall, but that psychical energy, that dragon or black matter for the scientists who cannot, you know, figure it out, was at home in the fourth house. The base of operation received the tail of the dragon. This is the worst thing you can get. And again, the scientific community thinks my work is pseudoscience only. Don't you think it's time for them to wake up? Furthermore, all diseases, whether they be physical or spiritual, are coming from a form of blockage. Let me explain. Physically, if you ingest too much fat food, you're going to block your arteries, okay, and you're going to end up with a heart attack. Guess what? In the spiritual world, part of the brain that deals with hopes, life, happiness, joy, confidence are saturated with fears, conspiracy, going to hell, material feeding evil, endlessly poisoning the psyche of this child. Why do you think in all my shows constantly I have begged even George Norrie to understand not to feed evil? Well, the fact is, and that's incredible, psychologists, like some psychics out there, by the way, needs more help than you do, regardless of the PhD they own. Okay, do you remember this guy? His name is Nidal Malik Hassan. And the November 5th, 2009, Fort Hood shooting? Well, this guy joined the army while in college and became a psychiatrist at Fort Hood, Texas. In his case, obviously, religion at a very early age poisoned his spirit since childhood. And by becoming a psychiatrist, he thought he would understand and control his deadly emotions. Did not work for him, it seemed. Yes, his education failed him too, isn't it? Listen to this. Much of my doctor's friends and PhDs became doctors because they have a subconscious fear of death and disease. That's why they became MDs. But don't ask them to think like Dr. Cherry. You know, there is so much that needs to be assimilated in our infantile science. And if they could just give me a shot, I could prove it to them. I could bring the elites of the scientific field and read them like an open book, forcing them to scratch their very educated head and wonder how the hell I do that. Anybody can do it with the right form of education. Anybody can do that if someone becomes cosmic conscious. But that demands you to be curious, and that demands you to do your homework and study.
Wow, that's said very well by Dr. Cherry. And of course, now check this out. Remember April 20th, 1999, Columbine High School shootings, Harris and Cobold. Even they had done a very significant planning. The officials found a piece of notebook paper that was showing a diagram of the Columbine High School cafeteria. They had two X's next to the pillars and a list of how many people were there before and after the first lunch period. I mean, both boys had written an itinerary for the day of the shooting. And this is very similar to the Nidal Malik Hassan case.
Well, basically, the way I see it right now, first of all, I want to make sure that people do not assume I'm an egocentric here because I'm sharing my wisdom with passion, okay? Do not assume I have a big ego, okay? No. I'm not the one who has a big ego. Understand me here. Now, first of all, you need to understand that Adam was born with the tail of the dragon in Cancer, but the head of the dragon is in Capricorn, and Capricorn is the engineer of the zodiac. There is no more planning involving anyone born with a head of the dragon in Capricorn, for that matter. And sad enough, had Adam been coached properly, his potential, had it reached his dragon's head, and even other killers, for that matter, okay, he would have become so successful. But you have to remember the evil of somebody like Adam, who killed so many innocent children. Once upon the time, was also an innocent child who grew the wrong way because he did not have the sun, the light, the moon. He didn't have the right information and grew up crooked. Now, let me give you the keyword for a positive dragon's head energy that Adam had and his potential. Okay, you run your own business and you are a great architect. You are practical, honest, down-to-earth, and spiritually elevated. You have a position of power and respect in your career. You are wise, organized, and you attract responsibilities. You have been working for Uncle Sam all your life. You are gifted with politics in all its facets. You like classical music, and you make time for your home life. That is what Adam could have become had somebody point out and tap on the dragon's head instead of being a mother, which is cosmic unconscious, unfitted mother for that matter, because with all those energy at home, she was the first one to be killed right there at home. Do I make sense to Rania?
Yes, you do. And not to forget that Nadal, Malik, Hassan, and Adam both shared the same dragon head and dragon tail.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the largest single school shooting in U.S. history that occurred back in 2007, Virginia Tech. Everyone remember that? The shooting that was perpetrated by Siang Hui Chow. Chow had been declared mentally ill and an imminent danger to himself by the Virginia Special Justice. And that massacre, in which he killed 32 people before he turned the gun on himself, and it was not spur of the moment either. During those 2 hours between the two shootings that he had committed at different dormitories, on April 16, 2007, Cho mailed a package with 27 videotaped messages and a 1,800-word statement to NBC News stating, "You forced me into a corner and gave me only one option," he said in one of those videos. Can you believe this?
Yeah, I do. You know what? What's even more interesting is they'll make you believe anything. Mentally ill with such a planning power? Are you joking? Now, first of all, you don't want to fall for it, because without cosmic consciousness, there are no answers for you and them. No one can make sense of what he said here. "You forced me into a corner and gave me only one option." And that speaks volumes of how he felt inside. Basically, what happened, he was subconsciously explaining the jail of ignorance where he had no way out but death to stop his nightmare. He was the perfect creation of our infantile science and failing educational system by slowly becoming a mentally insane, over-medicated monster. He was like all other cases, including Adam Lanza, another soul for that matter, that was declared mentally ill, depressive, or even schizophrenic. The fact is, because all the experts, much like last Friday massacre, okay, that have been working on this, they have no clue of the spirit, the cosmic code, the UCI, and can only blame the guns. Are you insane? Jeremiah and I, we own guns, we enjoy our guns, and we never kill children. And how will you fight your government if your government becomes out of order? Are you going to use shovel? See, you need to realize that in the eternal battle between logic and emotions, and in this case, emotions are overwhelming, you will not be able to use rational and logic. Emotions will always, always get to you, and you're going to point the finger to the lost soul. It is the result of what transpired since he was himself an innocent child. Why don't you get it? It's so very simple.
Yeah, they're always going to blame it on something, aren't they?
It looks like.
They always are just going to keep on assuming. And look here, the CNN article mentions he and other acquaintances had reported Lanza's mother, which said that he had Asperger's syndrome, a diagnosis of high-functioning autism that CNN had not even been able to confirm. And there's just no link between autism and plane violence, is there, Dr. Terry?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Oh, my God. I don't know how many of you read Stop Autism in the United States of America and all the findings I have about autism. Okay. The fact is, America is becoming a nation of over-medicated, brainless, soul-trusting science and being poisoned on a daily basis. But look at it. Who endorses a study and their ridiculous researches and finding? Okay? Who? The pharmaceutical corporation. Now, don't you think it's time to invest in my expertise and fix this problem once and for all? Schizophrenia is a diagnosis that comes up all the time for all mass killing. And that was including for Jared Lafner, by the way, who killed 6 people and wounded the former U.S. Gabrielle Gifford outside Arizona in the supermarket. That was in 2011. So, you know, they don't have any answers. So, oh, okay, it's the gun. Oh, okay, it's the drugs. Oh, well, it's schizophrenia. No, they made those innocent children, all that I just mentioned, because they are not offering the spiritual food that is needed at an early age. Remember, you cannot separate the physical world with the spiritual world, okay? Giving all this mathematics, all this rational, all this logic produce not intelligence, but educated kids. That doesn't produce geniuses. Geniuses like Einstein, Mozart, Beethoven are born with a gift. And I might as well induce myself with it because I have a gift that not many people as of yet have realized. And I hope this type of show will bring the awareness to the media of how important it is to give me a bigger voice and start to help people to stop feeding evil and bring their children the spiritual food. They need to know who they are. They are kids. You have forgotten what it means for you to be a child. You've forgotten what it means to be 6, 7, 8, 10, 11 years old when you're a machine of emotions. This is so vital to offer those children the essence of God's creation. Okay, God gave you a dragon's head and a dragon's tail. Okay, to explain the values of the dragon, it is not a dragon that flies and shoots flame. It's an energy coming from the constellation of Draco, pretty much like the energy coming from the moon, where we classified people as being lunatic, moody, and crabby. And we all know in time of a full moon, the emergency services and people are going totally insane. So if the moon is able to affecting ourselves, at least psychically, psychically, subconsciously, there are 10 other planets, a natal and hidden dragon, that are playing such a vital impact in the psyche of those children. And if the parents cannot cast aside their own fear, their religious beliefs, or the ridicule for that matter when it comes to science, then it's just a matter of time before another of these kids is going to do the same thing. And you're not safe with your child right now. He may become one of those in the name of your own fears and ignorance and religious beliefs. Know that God doesn't exist. Know that Jesus doesn't exist. But all that Jesus wanted to do by introducing humanity to our Father in the heavens is all set within the realm of the cosmic code and the stars. And that's why three wise men or three astrologers follow the stars to come to the birth of Christ. Now, I am not agnostics. You know, I am not blaming God. You know, you do blame God. You call this an act of God. Well, it's time for you to raise your vibration to the Creator, but first you have to understand who God really is, and it is not what your education, whether it be traditional or religious, wants you to know. And that's why I'm here.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I got to say, there's so much contrast. This brings me back really quick here to the Finch test, Louis, that you wrote yesterday about the individualist and the statistics or the morons. And that's one of the good things about being in America is the freedom that we have here.
Yeah,
it's like if, you know, but, you know, an individualist, if they don't like a certain song, they don't have to listen to it. And then you got the statistics over here, and they're going to go and try to have it banned. Like Keisha's song, Die Young, they thought that this played an influence on Adam going to kill these kids. That's ridiculous.
Well, and then, let me adjust that. You know, my used to be good friend David Icke. Jared was reading his material, and other killers are reading this poisoning. It's not good. You have a choice. You know, you can stuff yourself with hamburgers every day, and next thing you know, you're going to die of a heart attack. Well, because your spirit is something you've never been taught about it. You feed him with apocalyptic material, archaic religious poisoning material, or worse, a David Icke type of conspiracy junk, and then you wonder why people are killing themselves. But it's just the beginning. You know what, Tarania? I have to remind the audience that as of August the 30th, the dragon, the Scorpius dragon, is in charge of this world for the next few months. And if you do not know what I'm talking about, just go to drcherry.com, click on the sun, enter my website, and scroll down and read the set of 22 predictions that I wrote months ago, and be amazed because so many of my predictions already took place.
Yeah, and I really doubt someone like Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, even had a chance to, or even the time to sit down and think about any of our celebrities' pop star songs while he was making up his potions for the next bomb. Well, even he received a diagnosis of schizophrenia from the court-appointed psychiatrist, which was an especially likely diagnosis in a certain case when the shooter, like Adam, is in his late teens or early 20s, because symptoms usually don't develop until that age.
Well, as I said, you know, these criminals were like your kids today. Just don't cast aside your emotion. Cast aside your disgust, your pain. Please. All those criminals were once upon a time innocent, loving, playful children. But I repeat myself, without the right spiritual foods, it's just going to become those symptoms, and that becomes also the first serious warning sign, you know, the decaying spirits that develop insanity much faster after puberty. That's what it is. You know, if you don't give that food as the child is growing up in knowing who he is, okay, he is going to grow like he's going the wrong way, like a wrong tree. Giving him medication, Prozac and Ritalin, turning him into a zombie, ain't gonna cut it. Okay, I tell you what. You know, in reference to the Unabomber who was schizophrenic, he was able and smart enough to elude the cops for years. That reinforces my theory that, you know, he still had enough power to rationalize, plan, elude, and make sophisticated bomb and kill people. Forget about schizophrenia. A real schizophrenic don't do that. Okay? In fact, how many true schizophrenic can do this? Okay? It's time to wake up to reality here, people, okay? It's easy to blame the guns and disease when you have no real answers and no other alternative. And this is what those elites, the people that supposed to give you the answers and the working of the universal mind, know nothing about it. And that seems to be a fact and seems to be something that is current. The people who talk the most about something where they're supposed to be the expert know the least of the topic.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to blame. You know, they always just blame everybody else. They never look at themselves. Killers tend to blame others, not themselves, for their problems. Mass killers tend to target people whom they imagine would torment them or whom they blame for their distress. You just can't help but keep asking yourself, why would Lanza target young children? I mean, it's just, all of this is still just so mysterious. I mean, did he want to provoke outrage, people are asking? Is it because children seem happy and carefree?
No. You have to remember, Taranya, Adam killed his mother first at home, where the maximum negative energy were allowed to grow, okay? Then he went to school, and apparently he killed the schoolmaster, Mr. Ochprung, and the school psychologist, Mary Sherlock. That is a fact, okay? Now, this is nothing else than the subconscious message of the failure of both the educational system, that would be the schoolmaster, and psychology, that would be, sad enough, Mary Sherlock. You know, again, do not put your emotions, your disdain, your pain, when I am passionate about uncovering something you never heard of, because this is the only real, true reason for what transpired. Those 20 children and two adults are victims and their sacrifice cannot be wasted in the name of ignorance. This is the stage, the school, the university, always chosen by so many lost kids. Revenge or outraged? No. Adam thought the kids were in a similar situation, and like him, they never spoke about it. Okay? That is the result of a tailing cancer that destroyed not only your family, but the family of other people. It's all energetic, so to speak. Okay? Adam had a problem communicating with his mother. Okay? She did not know the depth of the child she created, born with a dragon's tailing or supremely emotional cancer that could easily, in a matter of a second, become a lunatic. And this is exactly what transpired. He lost it. Had she nurtured him like she should have, or had the psychologist, the teachers, work with him and understood his UCI or his unique celestial identity, they would have known that they were dealing with an over-emotional, sensitive, oversensitive child that could become lunatic one day and kill everybody, okay? But in the future, when astropsychology, remember, I'm not a psychic, I'm not an astrologer, I'm an astropsychologist, and I use a software, okay? The same type of software that NASA uses to send a shuttle, with the only difference that, unlike the scientists, I'm aware that the planets are more than dead rocks. They have the essence of light, the essence of creation as imposed by God, celestial design. One of these days, when this is reintegrated, when astropsychology is finally accepted as a solid discipline, therapeutic discipline for that matter, in all our college universities, guess what? You know, this will be a story of the past. But man, how long is he going to take? How long is he going to take for this to take place? How many more families are going to be destroyed? We are just talking about a cancer dragon's tail here, which means, you know, killing the mother first at home and then punishing every other family. Again, this is energetic, this is energy. But what about a kid born with the tail of the dragon in Scorpio, or one of these kids that is born within the Death Wish generation? Oh my gosh! This is even worse. But if you do not read the sign, understand the sign, and get yourself out of the box you're stuck in, there's no way you're going to find the answers of what it means to be human and the reasons for this drama.
And this just in, one of our, Thomas Lloyd, our VIP in the Cosmic Code, he just sent in the same day that this attack occurred in Newtown, Connecticut, not to forget the children in China who were attacked by a man wielding a knife. Well, now they're trying to say, did Beijing tell the press not to cover China's own school attack? What do you think about that, Lou?
Well, you know, in China, they have forgotten what the dragon is all about. The dragon is just nothing else than a folklore now. They see the dragon, they dance around the dragon. This is in Asia. As much as in the Occident, okay, we have forgotten the face and the tools of the Creator, and science has lost the spirit in the name of, you know, killing all the kids in their ignorance, okay, in Orient, the dragon is the same, but they have forgotten the values. Now, let me tell you something that I have shocked so many of my students when I teach them astropsychology. In the year of the fire dragon, or the year of the horse, okay, in China, every single woman is aborted because this dragon is over-masculine, and the ladies that would be born under stars influence, that has been, of course, investigated for centuries by the wise men of China, do not want such a masculine ladies to be born because they are not domestic, they are rebellious, they don't want children, they are too independent, and this is how they run the show, or they are guests. So, you know, this is why you do have gays and lesbians. Now, you can have a guy with the body of Schwarzenegger, the next thing you know, he's going to spend the $750,000 to cut the wrong equipment because inside he's a girl. Okay? And that's just what it is. Nobody's going to spend the time, the money, and the effort to educate themselves of what is a gay or a lesbian. You do not become gay or lesbian. You're a born gay or lesbian because in the amount of masculine and negative planet, your UCI or your unique celestial identity is overloaded with masculine or feminine energy, and that's where gay come from. Meantime, they've been persecuted over the centuries, okay, by the church. Oh, now they can be priests, you know. I mean, church is trying to save his butt. But, you know, in fact, religion has killed more people than all the wars combined together, all the natural disaster combined together, and all the disease combined together. And the people are still endorsing such an archaic teaching which does nothing when you look at it as far as to help humanity apart from just praying and have faith, which is, again, a natural instinct that we all have. But at the same time, you know, poisoning the psyche of your child, telling him he's going to go to hell, is not something you do. Let me tell you something. Did you ever go back to the house or the street you were born when you were a child? Do you see how big everything is? But guess what? When you were a child and an adult told you something, you made it a big, huge deal out of it. This is why it's so important not to feed your child with poison. And you're not going to go to hell because you're already on hell in your own ignorance and your fears.
Exactly. This is correct. And China told the government wanted them to look at the U.S. And all I have to say there is Oriental and Occidental astrology is the same thing. Again, access to and training in the use of firearms, you know, getting rid of all that. Well, this is another major factor in executing massacre like this. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, they confirmed to CNN that Lanza and his mother had frequented several gun ranges over the past several years. Okay? So those who knew the mother said she kept many weapons, including assault rifles and handguns, in her home. And so do we, Dr. Well. Cherry.
Well, first of all, Adam Lanza was born into the jurisdiction of the sign of Aries. Aries is ruled by Mars. Mars rules Gemini, fire, machinery, steel, gun, a knife, bazooka. And this child vibrates in the constellation of Aries, even though that his son was in Taurus. Remember, I don't practice astrology, okay? Now, obviously, now I need to find out the stars of her mother so I can explain to my audience. If someone provide me with the information, I will write a newsletter about the UCI and the fate. The fate is already known of the mother, but why the mother ended up being killed by the child. We understand what the situation with the child, but we do not know the UCI of the mother. Nobody knows about the mother because she's gone, but she also deserves as a victim and as a sacrifice. She deserves to our respect, and she also, at least for the people who knew her, these people, to gain real closure, they need to know, not on an emotional level, but who her mother was. And for a mother to shoot gun doesn't show much of many past life involving femininity. A mother might have had a very strong masculine dragon's head and tail. However, I don't like to assume. So someone out there, give me the date of birth of Adam Lanza's mother, and I'm going to write a newsletter and give you all the information and the fact about her psychical nature. Now, let's come back to the guns here, please. First of all, right now, there is 300 million guns in the United States. Okay, if Obama was to stop all the guns selling tomorrow, every one of them, okay, my question to you is, do you think that will stop the criminals to use them? We all know you can't go to college, you cannot go to government places with a gun. We are law-obeying people. We respect the law, okay? I have a gun, and I know I will not carry my gun when I'm not supposed to have my gun, okay? In fact, now 52% of morons favor major gun restrictions. And I call them morons because they own the full qualification of this word. Now, let me explain it to you, okay? If you're dealing with Dr. Cherry here, you're not dealing with bullshit. I can say that on a radio show, okay? So be ready to the undiluted truth. Okay, now, listen to this now. Piers Morgan on CNN said, whoa, 12,000 dead in the U.S. last year. Only 20 people dead in the U.K. Mr. Piers Morgan, you moron. Not even 5 million people lives in England, and we have over 300 million in the U.S. That is if you know how to do mathematics. Okay? Plus, you are British. I came here in this country in 1984. You've been in this country a few years. You have no idea of the Constitution. You have no idea because you were trained, like every single European, to fear freaking guns. I was like you, Mr. Piers Morgan, okay? I felt the same fear. You would show me a gun, I would say, oh my gosh, get that thing away. It'd be worse than looking at a snake. That is your psyche, Mr. Piers Morgan, the psyche that was built by the people that overran your psyche and taught you. You don't have no common sense. First of all, you are a British citizen. You are not an American. And I am a French citizen, and I am much more American than you and many other Americans out there. As a matter of fact, I'm more American than 50% of Americans who voted or want those guns out. Okay, now. Let me put it this way, okay? Let's take a regular gun, but the one I have, but for a Chevy, you know, a car, a normal, middle-sized car. Let's take the AK-47 for my hammer, a little bit bigger, and the 16-wheeler for a tank. Let's use this analogy, so maybe you'll understand me better. Okay, now, Adam could have easily followed the school bus, waited for those children to congregate together, 30, 40, 50 of them, and drive crazy into those kids. And I guess he would have killed much more than 20 innocent babies out there. He could also drove into any crowd, for that matter, a sport gathering, a church meeting, a public gathering. He could have gone in reverse and forwards before the cops get to him, and remember, he's in a car, so killing him is going to be a little bit more difficult because he's a moving target and he's in a car. So this means now that all of us have to get rid of all the cars, or all the planes for that matter, because they are killing people. Is that what you are actually believing, listeners? Oh my gosh! Cars, gun, plane, bombs do not kill. It's who is behind that is becomes the killer. And if this child, before becoming a killer, an innocent child of 5 or 6 years old, is not given this type of spiritual food, he will get a car, he will get an AK-47, he will get a 16-wheeler, one airplane for that matter, to kill you. Does that make you feel comfortable looking at your innocent little baby, knowing that you're going to send him tomorrow to learn mathematics, science, algebra, history, and the art? Doesn't it make you feel a little bit scared that the spiritual fool is so desperately needs to know where he is, who he is, and where he is going, as intended by God when he created the stars and the heavens? Don't you think it is important at a very early age to start to build a positive psyche to all those children before science and our current infantile education turn them into monsters? And you're blaming the child, you're blaming the car, you're blaming the gun, you're blaming the plane. Are you insane? But again, you have to think outside of your box. You have to think outside of your fear. You have to think unemotionally. And most of all, you have to learn how to handle the face and the tools of God, because it is your right. And unless you do so, it's not if or when, but soon, soon, and I have already a good idea when, and I'll give you the date later on, when this is going to repeat itself. Remember, I am not a psychic. I know nature has a pattern. I know the new comes back. I have in my hands the keys of what it means to be human outside of science. And I just need a bigger voice. And I need the expert to let me at least start to teach them. So the teachers, instead of being fired, those teachers that are extraordinarily committed, all they get from the superior who needs to do something, okay, they cannot treat their teachers or classify them as schizophrenic, so they fire them. They hide their ignorance in firing very committed teachers. Hello? I'm so sorry. I'm so emotional when it comes
to
children.
That's okay, honey. There goes America's freedom, folks. I'm telling you, is it important to you? But please, please.
Well, you know,
we should have to tell you to wake up. It's so obvious.
Yeah, but Tarania, honey, I do have a problem with stupidity. You know, I'm 63 years old, honey.
Yeah.
Okay? And I have learned the hard way, outside of the box. And I have the answers. I just want to be taken seriously because I cannot let all the adults, you know, limited perception of what's really taking place, you know, bring more terrible tragedy like this in the future.
Agreed upon. Okay, as much as mental health experts and criminologists may point to all these warning signs in the behavior of mass killers after a tragedy such as this Newtown shootings. Okay, the reality is that there are hundreds of thousands of people out there, and they do fit this profile. But it isn't very hard to predict who will commit such a crime now, is it, Dr. Terry?
It is very hard to predict who will commit such a crime. Well, let me ask you and them, Tarania. We know we have the tools, but what tools do they have to differentiate the born killer, the death wish generation, the dragon, etc.? What tools do they have when those experts are cosmic and conscious of how they have been made themselves? They cannot even auto-analyze themselves. Much of those educated kids loaded with PhDs are from the baby bastard generation. This generation of born agnostics, scientists, skeptics, this generation of lunatics that are losing the entire pictures because they're looking at a tree. They have lost the spirit. That's the missing ingredient. The vital tools is the spirit of God and the translation of the cosmic code that prescribe the fate, the shortcoming, and the gift of any and all children on this earth. Now, did they read my book, The Power of the Dragon? If they want to know who they are, they can look at the date and see who is famous or when famous. Now, are they willing to take my course? Yeah, are they willing to sit with me for 6 or 7 hours a day for 6 or 7 days? Are they going to learn from a 63-year-old ADD? In fact, I am more than ADD. I'm an ADHD. All right, now, let me explain a little bit about the ADD-ADHD business so that you don't poison your children. You know, when it comes to investigate the brain, what the scientists do now and then is go into the fridge, grab Einstein's brain, okay, put it in the microscope, and look what made him a genius. What morons. What morons. Okay, first of all, okay. There is no difference between your brain, my brain, the one of Tarania, the one of a killer, Adam, for example, or anyone. There is no difference, of course, unless it is disease. It is the same weight, the same density, the same wiring, the same function, and is stuck in the bunny head. What is different is what you call the spiritual DNA is the UCI. It's the program. So looking down to find what it means to be a genius and to uncover the secret of the brain through a microscope is the wrong direction. If you want the answers of anything involving the mechanics or spiritual mechanics of the brain, you have to look into the universal brain, an area that is classified as pseudoscience that the scientific community ridicule any given chance. Now, the problem again starts at the nucleus. Okay. Let's take another stupid little example. Okay, I like to use metaphor because, you know, it helps people to visualize and use their imagination at their advantage. Here goes this mother. She is in the kitchen and she's really upset with her little girl. And she says, "I can't believe it! We are Christians! When I was your age, 12 or 15 years old, I was looking at grandma cooking. I couldn't help myself to help her. And in your case, I had to drag you in the kitchen. You don't even make your bed and you never clean your room. What am I doing wrong?" Guess what? What the mother is doing wrong is that she doesn't have cosmic consciousness. She does not know her child. In fact, her child is a bigger stranger than anyone around you, whether it be your boyfriend, your father, your sister, your mother, your dog, is a complete stranger to you. You are physically, DNA-wise, you are 100% connected on the physical plane. But within the spiritual realm, the archetypal realm of consciousness, you are a stranger to your mother, to your sister, to your child. So isn't it worth it for you to actually dig into your unique celestial identity and get the answers that the experts are still looking for? What is it you don't get? I don't know. I really don't know. But if you do not walk my shoes, if you do not investigate my work, if you do not go to drcherry.com and read my newsletters, okay, chances are you will always be where you're at and you will never raise your own vibration, you know, in your perceptions of reality and what life is all about. And when Einstein said, you know, it's a miracle that education survived curiosity, maybe you should stop there.
So it's not at all hard to understand yourself when you're being trained by someone like Dr. Turi and I. Dr. Turi, the only astrophile in the world, people, who has done his homework and put all together over the last 40 years of his life.
Thank you, sweetheart.
The combination of astrology, astronomy, and psychology. That's what astropsychology is.
Thank you for clarifying, honey.
You're welcome. So almost all the killers that many psychologists out there, and we're talking regular psychologists, have studied, they appeared, all these killers, to lack social support. They had no one to turn to when they were in trouble. They didn't know about Dr. Turi and Trania. They rejected their peers. They're in turn rejected. They're alone in a psychological sense.
All right. Now, obviously, every one of them is predicting masculine is impossible. Wait, hey, wait a minute here. That's because you didn't read Dr. Turi's work, okay? In fact, if you go to drturi.com newsletter, I gave my first warning with the newsletter title, that was August 2nd, okay? August 2nd. I gave my first warning in a newsletter called Warning, Scorpius Dragon Has Arrived. Then I offered another memo in Star Knowledge Conference on August 2nd, 2012. Okay, so basically, August 2nd, how many months is that when I start to literally impregnate every major public networking website with Warning, Scorpius Dragon has arrived. Be ready for drama. Be ready for suicide. More than you have ever heard before. Be ready. The tail of the dragon is in the fifth house of the United States of America. The fifth house rules children. Be ready. We're going to lose children. Okay. But if you do not read my work, how can you acknowledge my claims and the values of my work? Predicting mass killing is very possible because I just did that. But I was not given a voice to the media because my good friend George Norrie is a bit too afraid of dealing with the truth. Okay? And what, can't blame him for that. You know, who wants to mention the high possibility of President Obama being assassinated because he's riding his dragon steel? Oh, gosh, do you want all the information of the fate of America and President Obama? Hey, it's all there for you, and it's free on top of that. It's free until January 1st, 2013, because after that, there'll be no more free newsletters. And if you are curious enough, and I wonder why you should not be, knowing that I know what the hell I'm talking about, you should join the Cosmic Code before 2013 for $50. If not, you're going to be paying $100. Okay? So be aware.
So again, back to Louis, you're going to explain the Cancer Dragon's tail in the fourth house, the moon.
Well, basically, what the psychologist mentioned many times, it's he was alone in the psychological sense. Okay. Cancer is the most needy sign of the zodiac. So if you happen to like food, if you happen to cook, if you happen to be domestic and over emotional, chances are you are overloaded with the moonic energy or the sign of Cancer in your house, in your chart. Okay? But having the tail of the dragon at home and ending up killing the mother, by the way, the moon represents the mother and the connection the mother has to his child until the age of puberty, okay? Then there is no doubt of the extraordinary values involving astropsychology methodology. So, the moon is much more than a dead rock hanging out there for the sake of beauty. And you heard of a farmer's almanac. The farmers, you know, they don't plant when they feel like. They watch the moon. So when it comes down to it, okay, if you got to socialize, if you've got to go to a public gathering, if you've got to fly someplace, make sure to go with the white tide of the moon. Because if the moon is able to affect the tide twice a day, and you're made of a good portion, I think 80% of water, chances are she's going to affect you psychically. And that's when you're going to turn, or others are going to turn and become lunatic, moody and crabby, and where we're going to experience a tremendous activity on the emergency, around the emergency department.
The moon emotions, yes. Often the shooter has experienced a catastrophic loss, again, such as rejection from a girlfriend, similar to that of the Oregon shooter, Jacob Tyler Roberts, at the mall shooting just 2 days before this incident in Newtown, or someone who's getting fired from a job. You got parents who are also inadvertently pushing their teens and young adults over the edge by, for example, just pressuring them to be so successful.
Well, Tiranya, the excuses are endless. I've seen people going insane because they lose their dogs. I would become insane if I lose any of my pets. See, the excuses are endless. A girlfriend, a pet, a fight, a car, a bad news, a bill, that is just the excuse. But what I have noticed, each time there is somebody that commits suicide or a drama of such nature, there is other influences at work. In fact, last Friday, Adam, like every one of the killers were under one of his lucky and unlucky dragon dates. Again, what the hell is a lucky, unlucky dragon date? Well, it's a service. At 63 years old, I was granted by God through my own ingenuity to uncover something that unleashed a dragon either on your side or being at the right time at the right place or against your side, okay, and making your life misery. So there are days when you're going to get up totally constipated, okay? There is days when you're going to get nonstop negative calls. You're going to get bad mails. You're going to get bills to pay, like every single day. But there are days that really you wish you had stayed in bed. And this is what the lucky, unlucky dragon date is all about. It's like an energy that brings you up to the top. And I was talking to some radio host, local radio host, and I gave this guy, I cannot mention his name, I gave him the date of where he was supposed to undergo a negative dragon date. And I said, yeah, I ain't going to be a normal day at work. Of course, the president of the radio station, I believe, got removed or fired, and he went through hell, God knows what. And in fact, when last Friday he was again under one of these negative window and he had a terrible time. But I don't think he is either willing or sharp enough to realize the values of my work. And he actually refuses to have me on his show. He belongs to the baby bastards generation, you know, the fussy, the picky, the critical, the detail-oriented, the born scientist. And he'd rather, you know, trust science and trust the chemical corporation instead of going back to the source and fix the problem in a spiritual way, because the spirit was infringed at a very early age. He like 99.09% of the people, are unable to enter the archetypal realm of consciousness and the intuitional domain of my work, and he just doesn't believe it. There's nothing to believe. It's not a religion. Okay, you need to do your own work. You need to give me a debate, a challenge, or something. Then I can prove my point. But, you know, pretty much like all of those born in this generation, they are much too logical. Their UCI, or Unique Celestial Identity, is much too logical to enter such a divinity. It doesn't make no sense to them. Luckily for him and millions of other human beings, you know, there's a possibility for reincarnation and grow up next time around.
No such thing as just a positive and negative moon per se, as every one of them was going to be a challenge somewhat, but at least by being aware, it will help you to reason with it and get by.
Exactly. Now, you know what? The general opinion here, Taranya, is it's now blame on civil breakdown, okay, basically. Okay, now when you're feeding your children a bunch of junk with all this dysfunctional television, I do agree with that, okay? And I do also agree with the tremendous, remarkable progress science has offered humanity. But when it comes to the spirit, oh my gosh, look what we did. We went to the moon. We have developed GPS, the internet. We are so ahead of time on the physical side of the coin. But on the spirit, we are nowhere but into a dogmatic teaching of Jesus that was not upgraded in the first place. They were not real. They were manipulated. They were altered. The ministry of Jesus was completely changed and categorically eliminated the stars, knowing that the very Bible starts with three wise men following the stars. But people, you know, it's Christmas here. It's Christmas next door, okay? All the good kids are going to have their toys because they've been good, and all the adults are, you know, waiting for Jesus to come back. That's where we're at. Jesus has never left us. His spiritual ministry is there. And there are people like me that are there to revive the real faith and the tools of God and Jesus' initial ministry. But that is a very, very serious challenge, because since childhood, the amount of information that came your way were controlled. You were controlled by your human instinct of preservation not to touch anything that Dr. Terry does, because you're going to go to jail. And that is probably what's going on with all the people that could give me a voice in the media. They are religiously poisoned, and they do not know better. They are also victim of their own background education and the victim of their first teacher's education. But how far are we going to go? How long is that going to go? Don't you think it's time to turn around? I mean, I've been speaking for an hour and 15 minutes. Did you get anything so far, or did I waste my time with you tonight? Okay? There is no civil breakdown, but only science and education ignorance. We need to teach the teachers. I need more students. I need support. I need finances. I need you to help me to launch my first astropsychological school, because when this is done, I know. My mission to free humanity from fear and ignorance will have started for good.
Ask Nancy Reagan. She's been sneaking peeks at the stars for long. Louis, what do you think about that, about when America went into chaos?
She was a Cancer. She understood the moon affecting herself. And her husband was born with the head of the dragon in Taurus. Taurus was the bank. Merrill Lynch Corporation used the symbol of the bull to represent money. It's all over the place in New York. So when the president has the dragon's head in Taurus, or the moon in Taurus, like President Clinton, of course America is going to make money. But let me tell you something here in reference to President Obama. President Obama was born with the tail of the dragon in Aquarius. Aquarius was the people. Aquarius rules humanitarianism, sharing. What an honorable feeling, wanted to share our wealth with everybody, okay? So President Obama is actually the president of the poor people, and shares the same stars than Princess Diana, which was the princess people. They're the same. They are digging on their tail. But when you deal with an Aquarius energy, and when you elect a president who has a dragon's tail in Aquarius, the sudden release of energy planets going to create even more shocking news, and could bring also nukes to the United States. I did a radio show not long ago. I created a nightmare of negative response, because I'm trying to make people aware of the universal laws. Again, we are not doomed. I refuse, and I know categorically, that we are not doomed. God did not put us on earth to end up, you know, suffocating hands. No. Okay? But it is time to start to understand the creative forces of the superconscious in time and space. Knowing that the future is the reincarnation of the thought is very important to stop feeding evil to the kids. And it starts with the parents to start to upgrade their vibration and cast aside the old. How can you fix the future if you keep doing exactly the same thing that was done in the past in the name of education? You've got to think in a different way. If Obama, President Obama, instead of riding his dragon's tail, was riding his Leo dragon's tail, the king of the zodiac, and aim for power, and realize that America, born July 4, 1776, also own the same Leo dragon set. This is why God made America the top country, the most powerful, the most wealthy country in the world, that supervises, no control, but supervises other countries. That's the birthright of the United States of America. Now, you have a president, and you have put a president in power that is, like all his advisor, unconscious. Now, don't take it personally when I call you unconscious. I mean cosmic unconscious. Don't think I wanted to diminish your intelligence here, okay? I'm just trying to pass on sorts of vital information that demands you to think a little bit harder outside of the box. If President Obama, instead of being the people president and driving and riding his dragon's tail like Adam did, he was riding his tail in Cancer, and he killed mommy, okay, and he killed all the other family, and he killed another mommies and all the children. That is an energy. Energy, when you are on the tail, regardless of the time, the money, and the effort you put in that area, you are dealing with trouble. And President Obama is right on his tail, so he's on borrowed time. And then he is a human being. He has a family. He has children. Okay? And I'm so very concerned because of his cosmic unconsciousness that our president get killed, because the fate of President Obama will not be an easy fate. He's not going to die in bed. He is not going to have a normal death. He's going to be shocking, explosive, like Princess Diana, who shares the same dragon. And this crazy guy that killed before Adam was also born with the tail of the dragon in Leo, okay? And when you have the tail of the dragon in Leo, it is not fame that you get. It's unfame. Now, people, is so very important that you understand my message to you tonight, and that you realize that the more you're going to raise your cosmic consciousness in the understanding of the face and the tools of God, not the God you've been trained to believe, or hell, okay? No, God's not going to send you to hell. Remember, you're already on hell. But the real, true God and the message and the initial ministry of Jesus, when this is reintegrated and you understand all that, there'll be a possibility to save all the children of the world. And I cannot do it by myself. I need you. I need you. What's the point? You want to build school with big walls? You want to put electronic equipment everywhere, security guards everywhere? Do you think that's the way? No. No, that will remind those kids that their neighbor or their little kid next door could easily kill them. That's not the way. You don't build more jail. You don't build more churches. You don't build more sports buildings. And if you do, that's okay. But give room to my astropsychology schools so that we can start to reverse this humongous insanity, this humongous ignorance, and give the children of the future the real potential to enjoy life and to be safe. And it starts with you, the adult.
And perhaps some Southern California credulous background, thanks to Nancy Reagan. okay, so looks like we're moving on to...
Yep, we're going to do this, but for 1 second, about Ronald Reagan, I've explained his dragon said in Taurus brings wealth to the United States and make America very prosperous during those days. If you elect a president like Hitler with a negative dragon's tail in the sign of politics, he manipulated politics to put himself in power, and we all pay a serious price for the wise German people to elect such a monster, okay? Reagan was born with the tail of the dragon in Scorpio, and Scorpio rules Russia. So he, by using his head and his tail appropriately and in balance, he was able to change the entire history and break down the walls in Russia. Remember, there are no accidents, only cosmic circumstances, which are not yet understood by science and 99.9% of the people walking this earth. And Dr. Cherie is there to help you, okay? So, now we're going to get into, you know, I apologize for all the people that we were supposed to do reading. I want to say thank you to Jason first, because Jason, you know, gave $50, and this $50 I shoot half an hour on his time. We're going to go all the way up to 10. So we got another 30 minutes. So I shoot half an hour on this time. So, Jason, it looks like if I will take care of you outside of the show tonight. Okay. So I'm going to do one reading for you. What is the number? We'll do that some other time. Okay, no problem. So,
callers online.
Is that Jason?
Jason's online 3.
Okay, Jason. Are you here? Can you hear me, Jason?
Hello, are you there?
I am here, Jason. Can you hear me?
Hi, Jason.
Hey, how are you? Good evening. How are you?
We are so good to hear from you.
Okay, now just
oh,
listen.
Oh, yes, I'm trying to. I see things are crazy, but you shed light on you. You're making good sense, very good sense. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, I'm glad you could perceive my message, Jason. Now, listen, you're the one who give $50 and allow this hour. I already shoe half an hour on your time. So what I'd like you to do is to call me back so I can take care of you on the phone and
okay.
leave the room for the other callers because you only have half an hour. And I'll
okay.
take care of you on the phone sometime tomorrow. Okay, Jason?
Okay, I'll call you back. Okay, all right then. Thank you.
Let's do it this way because other callers also want to have a little test. Okay, so who is
okay.
next?
Okay, then I'll do
peace,
that.
Peace, love, and light,
Jason. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless.
You bet, Jason.
Richard, on line one.
All right, Richard, how are you?
Hi.
Okay, now, Richard, can you give me your date of birth?
9/13/52.
Okay, I heard 9.
13.
9/13/1952. Okay, I got you. All right, now, first of all, let me point out that you have the tail of the dragon yourself in the sign of Leo, okay? So that could mean, and you confirm with me, might be some difficulty in the affairs of love or your upbringing, yes or no?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear what you said.
I said, with your tail of the dragon in Leo, it looks like if the affairs of love and romance you might have suffered as a child or you might have suffered in the affairs of love. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Now, another question. On the medical aspect of my work, Leo affects your heart. Do you have any history or heart problem?
My father's side, my grandfather, that I know of.
All right. So, again, knowing that DNA, physically speaking, wise, you are prone to this type of disease, make sure to be decent with food and exercise, okay? And you'll be just fine. Now, you have the head of the dragon in Aquarius. Aquarius rules the geniuses, so you have the same dragon as Einstein. So anything to do with computers, technology, new age matter, astrology, astropsychology, UFOs, that's where the dragon wants you to go. Now, are you reading, are you writing, are you interested in these matters or not?
I have been most of my life.
Oh, good. Well, that's confirmation that astropsychology works. Now, do you suffer headaches or sinuses problems?
No.
Okay, good. All right, so this is good news. Now, I see that you have the moon in Cancer. Do you like to eat or do you like to cook?
We eat.
Again, remember not to overdo that. So you're very emotional and you're very sensitive. And you have to follow the moon fluctuations in order to actually make significant progress in life. The moon becomes a major contribution for all your endeavors, especially those that you have never done before. Now, do you have any questions for me?
Well, I'm going through my mind, but I don't know exactly what to ask. I'm just...
Oh, you're listening. Okay.
I wouldn't mind if you say a few more things about me, if you'd like, because...
No, I'm problem. I will ask you not to be too sarcastic sometimes, okay? I see you being too direct.
Wow, you are good.
I am too, yes. and also, make sure that... your mental process is corpus, which means your mental, you regenerate with metaphysics, you regenerate with investigation, you regenerate with anything that is hidden. So that is how you're going to regenerate your soul. So the more you investigate, the more power to you. But at the same time, this mental process is like a double-edged razor blade. So you want to make sure not to sting yourself by being negative and sarcastic and depressive. So you really have to apply your will and control this phenomenal thinking process. This Scorpio thinking process makes you an FBI agent, literally. You're born an investigator. Do I make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And
you're on a roll. Don't stop.
Okay.
No, you're doing very good.
Well, I'm just trying to help you here. You're also concerned in learning things. I don't know if it's finance or if it's geology, but that's what I channel for you. What is your main interest? Writing? Do you like writing or not?
I used to write more, but I've had some health issues lately.
Yeah, well, again, you have to remember the tail of the dragon happens to affect your subconscious. And if you do not understand the creative or negative force of your subconscious does not rationalize with you, put it this way. He doesn't know what's right, what's wrong. It's like God creating an earthquake or a tsunami and killing innocent children. So your subconscious is very fragile. So anytime you feel insecure, because I see that you have a subconscious fear of death, it becomes a wish to your subconscious. Do that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so do the right thing. Exercise, eat the right food, and most of all, don't poison your psyche with unfounded fear of death. Because as a child, I see something very bad that took place when you were growing up.
You're right.
Was it your mother or your dad?
Very bad. Yes, you're right. It was very, very bad.
I know you're a private person, but
yes.
I want to tell you to let go of that, okay? And I want you to remember also, when you walk into nature, you regenerate. You need to go closer. Do you like green plants and trees and nature or not?
Yes, my wife gardens and I help support her in that, and I just love trees.
Good, good.
I love animals.
Yeah, I know. I can see that. Yeah, you need to. In fact, you regenerate with animals. When you touch an animal, animals don't wear shoes, so they regenerate from the magnetic field of the earth. And you need to walk barefoot by the water. Regenerate. You regenerate through your feet also. And animals, they sign a pact with human beings to live with us. So, when you get all this negative energy coming from your computer or all the wiring around you, it degenerates you. So by touching a tree, a plant, or a dog, or an animal, you are regenerating through your hands. You do have power through your hands, though. You never thought of doing massage, or do you like to give massage?
To my wife, I used to give lots of massages.
Okay, and you need rocks around you, okay? You need either crystals or rocks. And that will grant you in so many ways. What I can tell you is right now, the head of the dragon is affecting your mind. So that means you are going to, hypothetically speaking, die and reevaluate all that you have accepted as reality. So that means you may be forced to dig into metaphysics, learn a few things. And I would strongly recommend you to become a VIP and join the Cosmic Code. So this way you can get your forecast, your transit, you can talk to your other students, your other VIP, and really learn with a very special crowd of very highly spiritual people that are part of my thousands of people on my website.
That sounds very interesting. I didn't even think about that.
Well, that you need these foods. You need this spiritual food all the time. And a magnet will attract a piece of wood. So being highly spiritual, you need the people that vibrate at your speed. If you were vibrating at a lower speed, then you'll be following Joel Osteen, or you'll be going to church, or and if you even worse than that, then you follow the gurus. Then that's not good. You have to stay with the people that vibrates at your critical thinking, vibrates at your intelligence level, and at your spiritual level. This is how you're going to be able to beat everything. And then you can learn a lot of things about natural health with Dr. Churi on the Cosmic Code website, okay?
Yes, sir. Well, I thank you very much for what you said. And I hope you win the lottery, because you were really on the ball with me tonight.
I'm glad you learned something. I remember it takes one smart human being to attract another smart being, human being. So I'm glad we both vibrate at the same speed. Good night, my friend. Thank you for your call.
Peace, love, and
thank
life.
Thank you.
All right. Now, we got a a bunch of people here that have gave donation. And
is there perhaps a Laura?
Is there a Laura here, Don?
She was listed at number 2. Laura from Tennessee?
And that's Juana Winslow on line 3.
Juana Winslow, yes. Her.
Where is she?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Juana, what's your question for me, honey?
Hi.
Hello?
I just want to say thank you, Dr. Turi and Tarania.
Hi, Juana. You're welcome.
Surely welcome, Juana. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm just so grateful to be here, and thank you also for the spiritual food. And I do have a question for my father. I just want to know if I'm going to find and marry my soulmate.
Well, first of all, Juana, you were born in May, so your soul's purpose, when I channel, I forget things. What month were you born again?
I was born September 24th, 1985.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Okay, in reference to your dad, let me look at your dad first. Your dad likes to eat. Do you remember that or not? Did he like to eat or cook?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm shunning your dad right now. You know, he was an interesting man. He liked to eat. Did he work around the house a lot? I see him hurting his hands, doing things at home and hurting himself.
Oh, really?
Yep. Your dad was somebody that really, really loved to do things around the house. He liked food, and he wanted to improve the house, do things around the house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I see him also suffering in the stomach. He's telling me sometimes he got a little bit depressed, and he used to kind of drink a little bit, and that could affect his stomach.
Not.
Follow me?
Yeah.
Your dad was very, very disciplined type of guy. He had the side of himself that was very secretive. He tells me, I didn't talk to her very much sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was kind of a private type of man. Tells me, apologize for that. It's not that he didn't love you, but he did suffer, though. He had a problem with a relationship. Do you still have your mom?
Yes.
Okay. He had some problem, and I believe it is from his own upbringing, his own childhood. He had a side of himself that was sometimes very weird. He's telling me that sometimes I was very quiet and I was very private, and all of a sudden I was very different. He always wanted peace and harmony around him and around you. And he was so connected. His dream was to work for kids, to do something for children. It is not a generation that well with electronics, but I can see your dad could have worked in technology. He could have been a good pilot. Did he work in the Army or the Navy?
He worked as a chemical engineer mostly.
He was a very smart man, very, very smart man. And sometimes his friends were dragging him in the wrong place, and that upset your mom.
Right.
And he apologized for that. When it comes to his friends, he was a bit weird. You know, he wanted to have his friends, and that brought a little bit of problem between him and your mother. But definitely a very loving father. All he wanted to do is to have a big, huge home and have parties and have light and have love and work for the children, for the well-being of the children. And he did. All his life, he worked to better society, that's for sure. But I tell you what, sometimes he didn't talk too much. He was very private, correct?
Yes, he was. And I wanted to ask him if he knows how I can make more money or what's a good career move.
Of what? I didn't. You have to speak a little bit louder. I can barely hear you.
I just want to know, ask my dad where I can make more money. What's a good career move for me?
Well, he tells me right away. It's in communication. Have you ever thought of writing? Just a question.
Yes.
Yeah, he tells me it's all about communication with you. And he tells me also that he gave you the gift of electronics. Are you into technology too?
Oh, yes, I love computers, yes.
That's what he tells me. He tells me it's all about communication, that means writing, and you have to stay with technology, technology meaning computers. That is very loud, what he's telling me. What year were you born?
1985.
Okay. There is something about you, and I want to be honest with you. Your dad is telling me that sometimes your thoughts are negative and you don't want to do that. You're hurting yourself with your thoughts. Do I make sense to you?
Okay.
You have to be more trustful of the future, and you have to be more positive. He tells me you have magnetic eyes. Do you have magnetic eyes?
Yes, and I want to do the astropsychology.
Are your eyes green or brown?
No, they're dark brown.
Oh, yeah, okay. When you get upset, they become, like, very, very deep. It says to me that your eyes are very magnetic. So when you get upset, this is where there is flame coming out of your eyes. So you got to be very careful.
Wow.
You have to be careful with your words. Okay? You regenerate with metaphysics. I'll tell you something else, Juana, and maybe you're not going to like it, but it tells me that you're a witch. Now, listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen to me. He tells me if you don't like the word witch, think of a medicine woman, because you have a lot of witchcraft residue, past life involving metaphysics, natural healing, plant. Do you like plants and green too or not?
Yes, I do. I have a plant in my house.
Okay, good. Yeah, he tells me you're a white witch, and the more you deal with this type of world, the more you're going to be able, you know, to even connect with him through prophetic dreams. So be ready. He might pop up in your dream.
I see him all the time.
Oh, wow. That's what he tells me.
Yes.
Wow, this is kind of interesting. He tells me that he had some problem with you, too, though, when you were a child. And he says, I was too busy to really give her the love she needed. Do you hear me?
Yeah, it was true.
Yeah, and he wanted you to forgive him for that, because sometimes you think of it, you say, well, I would have my father to be more, you know, loving with me. But anyway...
Yeah, I forgive him.
Yeah, you have to. In fact, I'm going to ask Taranya to sign you a Kabbalistic cleansing ritual, so you can clean the house. Before you go to bed, you brush your teeth, you take a shower. But when you're negative, all the thoughts impregnate the walls. And you cannot take a shower you cannot clean the house the same way that you brush your teeth. So you have to use psychic session that I'm going to mail you as to clean the negative thoughts that are bouncing from the walls, okay?
Okay, Dr. Torrey, thank you so much.
You're surely welcome, honey. Thank you for calling, sweetheart. And are you here, Juana? Okay, we have Mary now. Juana, if you're listening...
I'm listening.
Okay, as far as your soulmate is concerned, Juana, you need to go out a little bit more, okay? Yeah, after the new moon. You don't go out enough. All right.
No.
Okay? Okay, Juana, are you here? Did you hear what you said?
My name's Laura.
Okay, Laura. Okay, let's go back to Laura now. Where is Laura? There she is. Okay. Laura.
Yep.
Is this Laura from
February 24th, 1949.
Okay, mm-hmm. I got you, Laura. Let me see.
Yep.
Laura, you and I, we have something in common. I feel that very strongly. For you're
Stomach.
Born with the head of the dragon, like me, in the third house. That means you are a leader of the mind. You're
yes.
meant to write, to teach, to philosophize. You're meant
yes.
to understand the laws of light and the laws of the physics, and you're meant to teach all that. You're kind of a natural healer of the physics and the spirit. But you're a perfectionist. You know, you are a perfectionist, and you work too hard, like I do, and you think you don't do enough. All right. Now, as far as your relationships are concerned, how many times have you been married?
Yes.
Pardon me?
You asked if I was married, and I said yes.
Yeah. Okay. You've been married only once?
Twice.
Okay, twice.
Very
Sorry.
Bad.
I know.
Poor marriage. Yes.
I know. I can see you have a low energy on the relationships area. But that's because, you know, you happen to be, you've been hurt in your relationships. I can see that. You were also hurt as a child. I can
yeah.
also see that. And you could become a little bit too possessive sometimes. All you want is to please everybody, and you're doing too much. And then you become a doormat, and people abuse you. You have to stand for yourself a little bit more, Laura. Do you hear
okay.
me?
Okay.
You gotta learn to say no sometimes. You gotta think about you. You're always taking care of others, but what about you? You hear me?
So true. Yes, so
yeah,
true, so true.
I can see that. You got a big heart. Now, do you have any problem on your feet? Do you have any
yes.
surgery or accident on your feet?
No, they just, you know, feet are from Pisces. They're connected there. So.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, you never had any problem with them?
Not really,
good,
no.
Good, okay, good. Okay, so be careful around water then, okay? Are you afraid of water
sure.
or not?
What?
Are you afraid of water or not, Laura?
Yes and no.
Okay, all right, just be careful about water.
Somebody tried to drown me, but I love water.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is good, but just be careful around the water after the full moon, okay? That's all. I see things sometimes,
yeah.
and I just don't want anything bad to happen to you, and nothing bad will happen to you. Now, you seem to be the positive fish. You know you have the positive and the negative fish, yes?
Yes.
The fish that is negative swims downstream. It swims towards the codification of thought and religion. It swims towards drugs and alcohol. Osama bin Laden was a fish. Einstein,
uh-huh.
myself, and I were also fish, and so was Michelangelo. So you can only swim upstream. And Joel Osteen is also a Pisces. He's also a fish,
yeah.
and he swims
yeah.
downstream. So you have the positive fish who swims back towards the feet and of God into the universe and understand the tools, the cosmic tools. And then you have the negative fish, which is very righteous. He lives his life through the codification of thought, through the books. The negative fish does not understand that men manipulate Jesus' ministry. And...
Uh-huh.
Pisces rules anything to do with water, the Middle East. If you swim downstream, chemicals, drugs, oil, deception, illusion, confinement, church, a synagogue, asylum. So you want to make sure not to swim downstream. And because you're a fish and you understand that the moons create the tide, you swim much faster after the new moon. In fact, you
oh,
are
yeah.
very lucky after the new moon. So...
Yes.
If you want to do something that you never done before, always watch the moon. And you're not afraid of flying, are you?
No.
Okay, good. All right. If you ever fly some places, always buy your ticket after the new moon, okay?
Yes.
That
yep.
will protect
mm-hmm.
you. Okay. You're born a philosopher. You're born a teacher. You're born a leader of the mind. So what type of work are you doing right now?
Oh, One day a week I sell dog food.
You sell what?
I mean, one day a week I sell dog food.
Well, hey, you know, Pisces is a sign of commitment that wants to help anything and everything. But with education, because I see you missed the boat with education, you can go a long way, but you're not supposed to, with the tail of the dragon in the education and the religion house, you're not supposed to educate yourself traditionally. You're supposed to educate yourself outside of the box, like I did, and then surprise people with a gift, because there is a big difference between education and intelligence, of course.
Yes.
So I see you. It might take you a while, might be a year and a half from now, but I can see definitely that you're moving into a very, very important time where you're going to be learning new things that will turn and change your life completely. It's all about educating yourself now, okay?
Yes, yes.
All right, keep that in mind. You're very friendly, that's for sure. You're very friendly, you're very smart, you have no fears, and you just need to finish what you start, because I see you sometimes, you do not finish what you start, and that goes against you, okay?
Yes, true.
And you're moving in the right direction,
I don't think
you should be pretty confident.
I want to take your courses.
Yeah.
Much. Yeah.
Well, that's what I have for you, Laura, honey.
Good.
So, join the Cosmic Code, join my family, and get your forecast and get your transits every month for the next 12 months. And
yes.
I repeat myself for all the listeners here. It is $50, and as of January the 1st, 2013, it'll come up to $100. So do it soon and join my family for the next 12 months and let me do your forecast and your transit and teach you the Cosmic Code secret and help you to swim upstream towards the light of God, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're surely welcome, Laura. Be positive and have faith in you in the future. Good night, honey.
Good night.
Good night. All right. Now, I still have a bunch of people here, but
we have a...
Who's next?
We looks like we're on Porosca Kirika.
Porosca Kirika. Are you here?
Are you listening, Porosca, tonight? You had paid to have a mini reading for your daughter, Eva. If you're listening, Peroska Kariski, can you please call in?
Okay. It looks like we got.
Then we have a Joan Krasinski. Are you listening tonight? Joan Krasinski.
Okay. Well, if John and Peroska are not here, then the lines are open for everybody else.
And right now...
So,
we have, I believe, a Beth Bambi Martin.
Okay.
She's saying she cannot call in.
Okay.
So what do you request for Beth to do?
Is she listening?
Are you listening, Beth Bambi Martin, if you can please call in?
But if she made a request, is she listening? All right.
If not...
No, I can do the reading, and she can always listen to...
Okay, if Peroska or Joan are listening tonight, is what my husband is referring to, then he can do this on air.
Okay, if not, anyone else who wants to have a mini reading, we are just a couple of minutes away. Now, we're not going to take anybody tonight. We are just 4 minutes away from the end of the show, so I guess we have to wait for...
Or a Dr. Lawrence and... Same thing.
Yep. Well, there is a few people who didn't call on tonight, so I guess they're busy or they did not get the message properly. Not sure. But meantime, I'm going to give you some dates. I want you to write it down, okay? Christmas is going to take place in the waning moon, in the moon in Cancer, so I'm expecting quite a lot of damage to be done, okay? So I'm expecting the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th, which is Christmas Day, I'm expecting the same negative Scorpius window that has actually took the life of 20 innocent children and 2 adults. Okay, so be careful. The full moon after Christmas is going to be very, very nasty, very, very difficult. Again, I'm translating the face and the tools of God. All I can tell you is the same energy that produced the Asia tsunami is coming back. A lot, thousands of people will be forced to relocate because of natural forces coming at the end of this year, before next year. So be cautious. Be cautious. All right. All the information will be posted on the Cosmic Code. Now, Terraya and I, we want to be the first one to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
But again, remember, the holidays fall in a waning moon with a plutonic window. So, as I said, I'm expecting dramatic news involving the police, secrets, serial killers, murderers, even suicides of famous people. And then, during the full moon, even worse. So make notes, please. Be warned and be cautious on those dates, December 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and obviously the last 2 days before the new year. Remember, God created the stars and the heavens for more than the sake of beauty. He gave us to the zodiac to be used as signs, interpretation, so that you may live a safer and more productive life.
Got that right. Special shout-outs again. I want to give a big shout-out and a warm thank you and welcome one more time to our family, Paul Haggerty from the New Jersey Police Department. Yay, thank you so much for spreading the message. Thomas Lloyd, thank you, man.
Oh, gosh, Thomas. Without this guy, we will be no existing.
That's right, folks. Joshua Moore. You're raising those vibrations.
Exactly. Don, also the
Don
president
BBS.
Of BBS. Thank you for giving us a wide voice here, Don.
Thank you all, Cosmic Coders, because it's because of you folks. And Jason Boyce, same to you. You guys keep us going.
And we love you. Good night, everybody.
We love
God bless.
You. God bless America. Good night.
Good night. See you next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. And we will talk about all
more of these
things.
Cosmic code jurisdictions.
Good night.
Good night.